Thank you for contacting the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kim. I need to advise you this call is being transferred. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Kenyatta Jones. I was trying to file a claim for unemployment.
All right, give me one moment. All right, are you currently working now? Are you working part-time or not at all?
Not at all.
All right, and did you earn wages here in the state of Alabama? I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. May I have your full social, please?
422-416-482.
Can you verify your first and your last name for me, please?
Kenyatta Jones. K-E-N-Y.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I wasn't saying anything. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just spelling it in case you needed it.
Oh, you're okay. You can spell if you want to. I was just suggesting this to you. Go ahead. I should have muted my mic. You're good. You're okay.
K-E-N-Y-E-T-T-A-J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, give me one moment. And your date of birth?
It's 12/27/1993.
Okay. And your driver's license number, just asking for security and verification purposes.
It's 8288482. Let me make
okay.
sure. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. All right. And your mother's maiden name? Just in case. I'm just asking for security and verification purposes. Don't know why I cannot talk.
Oh, Jones. J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. Last time you filed an unemployment claim was November 21st, 2018. So with that being said, and the last time you filed your weekly certification was, hold on one moment. It's taking forever to load. You have not done one, but give me one moment.
Okay. I forgot about this claim.
Yeah, November. Yeah, your benefit year began November 18, 2018, and it ended November 17, 2019. So you do not have an active claim on file, but you can file a claim if that's what you want to do today. Is that what you want to do today, is file an unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Miss Kenyatta M. Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment. Have you worked on another name or social security number or a name change?
No, ma'am.
And your date of birth is December
27, 1993? Yes, ma'am.
And I have to ask, are you male or female?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
All right, thank you for that. Do you consider yourself disabled? Yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right, I'm on another screen, so I have to ask you these last four questions one last time. What is your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
And what, do you have a driver's license, yes or no?
Yes.
And what state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And your driver's license number?
8288482.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Vivis card. The prepaid Vivis card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Would you prefer direct deposit or benefits card?
Benefits card. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Once I receive the benefits card, if I, you know, open my account back up, can I change it or would it still be the same?
As long as you're using a traditional bank, like, for example, Wells Fargo, Regions, or any credit union, because we don't use any online banking, but once you get a bank account or if you're using a credit union, any credit union, then you can just later on change it at, you know, when you have a traditional bank, then you'll be able to.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it's not a traditional bank, it's an online bank that we don't use, you're going to have issues with it because we don't use any online bank like Cash App, PayPal, Green Dot, Stride, Metabank.
Okay.
We don't use those. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
When you made your selection, you provide information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure fees associated with your prepaid Vivis card. Did you hear this information?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What happened? Hold on 1 second. I must have hit something. Give me 1 moment. Let me ask you this question one last time. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And so you said you're using the benefits card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. My computer, did it freeze on me? Oh, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, 1 moment. 1 moment. That's not fair. I have to be like, that is not fair. I thought you were asleep. I was like, don't scare me. All right, if you can verify your mailing address, because I was like, look, if you can verify your mailing address for me, just in case Adol wants to get in contact with you via mail.
It's 1900 Snowsmill Avenue.
1900. Can you spell Snowville?
It's Snowsmill Avenue.
Is that one apartment 401?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to ask, I'm so sorry, apartment 401. I was just going to ask you, is that one word or two words? Snowsmill.
Two.
Okay. All right. Snow's Mill. And that's spelled S-N-O-W-S-M-I-L-L. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Apartment 401?
Yes, ma'am. Northport, Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Northport.
Northport. Okay.
And the zip code is 354-7-6.
354, I couldn't hear the last two.
7-6.
Oh, 354-7-6. So does your mail go to 1900 Snows Mill Avenue, apartment 401, that's spelled S-N-O-W-S-M-I-L-L Avenue, apartment 401,
yes,
Northport, Alabama, 354-7-6. Your mail goes here?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No.
And a good contact phone number for you with the area code first, please?
205-886-5869.
Okay, your phone number is 205-886-5869. Is this information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, it is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hoover, Bessemer, Tuscaloosa, Vestavia, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2001 Plymouth Prowler, 2005 BMW 5 Series, 2007 Audi A4, 2008 Jeep Patriot, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I have never rented any of those vehicles.
You've never been associated with any of those vehicles? Okay. And question three, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 315 Holly Drive, 356 Third Place, 3615 Greensboro Avenue, 616 Clover Hill Drive, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'll say it again. Which of the fine addresses have you ever been associated with? 315 Holly Drive, 356 Third Place, 3615 Greensboro Avenue, 616 Clover Hill Drive, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been associated with any of those addresses.
I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, except for one. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And when was the last day you worked, month, day, and year?
It was in June, I want to say.
Yeah, you can guesstimate. It's fine.
About the end of June, the beginning of July.
I got a calendar of this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let me go my calendar. The end of June. So, the 30th, June 30th? Is that what you're saying?
Sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah, you can guess to me.
Get down with the ball.
Okay. I just want to let you know that I am listening to you. But with that being said, these questions do repeat themselves. And I'll be asking you again later on down the line. So the last day you worked was June 30th, 2022. Is this information correct?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, except for two. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Excuse me. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Yes or no?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Thirty or less.
Yeah, which one? I can't answer for you. So how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
30? And what is the lowest hourly wage? Thank you for that. What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$9.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
Do I obtain work?
Exclusively through a union hiring hall. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? Yes or no?
No.
All right. And what is your job title and your job description, the job that you're filing this unemployment claim for?
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. All right, so did you perform any combination of light cleaning duties to maintain private households or commercial establishments such as hotels, restaurants, and hospitals in a clean and orderly manner? Duties include making beds, replenishing linens, cleaning rooms and halls, and vacuuming. Is that what you did?
Yes.
And are you looking for work in your current occupation? Yes or no?
Yes.
And on your W-2 or paycheck stub, the job that you're filing an unemployment claim for, how is it listed on your, what's the name of your company on your W-2 or paycheck stub where you work at?
Motel 6.
Motel 6. Okay. Give me one moment. Hold on one moment. I'm waiting for my computer to load. I don't know why one of those. So what city and state was this Motel 6 located in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay, thank you for that. Is it down again?
Yes, ma'am. They officially closed it.
No, I was talking about my computer.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was looking at this. I saved nothing, so hopefully your answers are still in here. Hold on one second. Oh, my goodness. What a day this has been.
No. No. Go play. You're not getting nothing out of that closet. No, sir.
Oh.
You didn't have popcorn. You didn't have juice.
Let me ask you this again. Has your address changed since the last time you filed? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what city is your address? 1900 Snows Mill?
Northport.
You said Northport, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
35476 is the zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
And your phone number one last time is 205-886-5869?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you gotta love computers, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So get on my nerves.
Okay, one moment. You already did the security question. My computer froze, and then it just took me off. But fortunately, you said Motel 6. Okay. Okay. Thank you for this, ma'am, and your patience.
No problem.
Is it on your W-2R paycheck stub, is it called Pearl Hospitality LL6 or is it VAIHEELLC? Which one? Or is it CT Hotels LLC? Well, how's it listed on your W-2R paycheck stub? The name of, what's the name of the company? How do they have it registered?
LLC.
Say that. Say that again.
The CLT. Listen, I'm trying to do something.
Oh, you're fine. Say that for me one more time. I understand. Tell it to me one more time.
Was it CNT or CLT?
It says there's one that says CT Hotels LLC. Do you have a access to your W-2 and our paycheck stub to make sure that it's that's how it's listed? I can wait. Yes, ma'am, I can wait.
Because I took them to the park in the neighborhood. I'm sorry.
Right, so you can run around and get tired. Does it look like it worked? Yeah.
Now they ask you for dedicating some pop sticks.
Oh, my goodness. Because it's hot outside. It's so hot outside. The popsicles, yeah. When it's hot, I can't have, like, snacks like that because I just want some more water.
What's your chair one? What did I do with it? Lord. There you go. CT Hotels LLC.
Thank you for that, ma'am. CT Hotels LLC. All right. And a good contact phone number for this Motel 6 you worked at. If you don't have it, I can Google it. You said this was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you my supervisor's number.
If they don't mind giving their personal number out, some people don't like.
She told me I could give it to you, so that's been out.
Okay. That's fine. A good contact phone number for them, for this Motel 6 that you worked at?
It's 205
393
9026.
Thank you for that. 205-393-9026. Is this information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. And when did you start working at this location? Month, date, and year, you can guesstimate if you need to.
I started January 1st, 2022.
Thank you for that. And when was the last day you worked, month, date, and year? You can guesstimate that as well if you need to.
I can't really, because when they closed down, I was on my off day. So.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
Yes. And I can't remember what day they were.
You can guesstimate if you need to.
I think it was July. I want to say probably July 10th.
July 10th?
2022.
Okay. And what city and state was your work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive and fine pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay? Yes or no?
I'm sorry.
Have you received or do you expect to receive AFI and pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Sick pay, yes or no?
No.
Holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer? Do not include severance or Social Security benefits, yes or no?
No.
And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you terminated or discharged?
We shut down.
Oh, you shut down? So yes. They no longer in existence?
No, ma'am.
The whole company just shut down? Okay. So for you, that's considered lack of work. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
All right. Your temporary PIN is, you might want to grab a pencil and paper so you can write down your 4-digit PIN. And I also have some important instructions and phone numbers to give you that you'll need to write down as well. And I can wait while you get it.
Okay. Okay.
It's 8293.
Okay.
All right, Kenyatta M. Jones. Yes. The following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. That's one word. Make sure you have the S at the end of works because it's plural. Alabama spelled all the way out. .gov/VozNet/ and update your online resume. Failure to do so, and VozNet is spelled V as in Victor, O as in over, S as in sugar, N as in Nancy, E as in everything, T as in Tom, / and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov. If you file via phone, the phone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. That number again is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification could be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Kenyatta M. Jones, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
What was the first email, the Alabama Works?
Hold on. Alabama, the first link was alabamaworks.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov/VozNet, spelled V as in Victor, O as in over, S as in sugar, N as in Nancy, E as in everything, T as in Tom, /.
Hello?
Yes. And all you need to do is just follow your weekly certification this Sunday, July 31st, and every Sunday after that until you find a full-time job. Once you find a full-time job, you are no longer required to file a weekly certification. It's only for people who work part-time or not at all.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other link was www.labor.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am. www.labor.alabama.gov. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just making sure I got.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Do you have any other questions for me?
One last one. The last number was 1-800-361-4524. Okay. Okay. I got everything. Oh. And my 4-digit PIN is 8293.
Let me go back to it for you. Yes, ma'am, 8293.
Okay. I got everything.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. My pleasure. And don't forget to file your weekly certification Sunday, July 31st, and every Sunday after that until you find a full-time job. Once you find a full-time job, you are no longer required to file weekly certification. It's only for people who work part-time or not at all. And thank you, Ms. Kenyatta M. Jones, for contacting the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure, and take care. Bye-bye.